What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My thanks to Civic Media's weather gal with the mostest, Brittany Merlot, for her update on the impacts of Hurricane Milton. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. I've just been so completely ticked off about the nonsense from the right on everything, but especially in the wake of this human tragedy. It is just, it's unrelenting. I conjure up the line, sir, have you no shame, right? I mean, that is where I feel like we're at. Listen, if you want to help folks out who may be suffering from the impacts of Hurricane Ellen or Milton, there are two great organizations out there that actually provide really good information on nonprofit groups and aid agencies. The one is called Charity Navigator. We're going to drop their website in our show notes. Charity Navigator is the first one. The second one is an outfit called GuideStar. GuideStar you can find at, it's real easy, GuideStar.org. And Charity Navigator, again, that's just charitynavigator.org. You can find out like what percentage of every dollar actually goes to the people that need the help. There's also set up a Florida Disaster Fund. This is the state's private disaster response fund. You can find that at volunteerflorida.org/donate. FDF. That's volunteerflorida.org/donate FTF. Of course, there's Catholic Charities, American Red Cross, Feeding Tampa Bay, Save the Children. There's lots. The New York Times has a really good summary of all of the various aid agencies that are responding to Milton. So you can find information there. Okay, I got to take a breath. Love to hear from each and every one of you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you wanted to make a comment, sir.
Yeah, it's the anti-Semitism and the whole blood libel that they're spreading out to more and more people for these guys is just pretty disgusting and disturbing. I mean, I read about the Third Reich when I was in sixth grade, when I got Scheer's book, The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler, which was an abridged version of Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And I see echoes of that there. And if indeed the government did have control of the weather, you know, Trump would have used it back when he was president because it didn't get invented overnight. And if they did invent it now, that what would happen is if they had that such control over the weather, they would have plucked Mar-a-Lago up and just dumped it in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean while Trump was there. I mean, that for them to be spreading this nonsense is just, it's just horrific. And the lies that come out, and it just echoes on itself, and you get, you know, what the daily, the news desk or whatever, you know, some right-wing site that I see on Fox News, that they're spreading this false information, and people, the danger in that, then people are not going to be seeking out the help that they need because they think, oh, the FEMA's going to come in and steal my
house. Yes, that is exactly my point, Mark. If you think that this is harming Republicans, that these weather events are harming GOP-leaning voters more than Democratic voters, then why the hell are you lying to people about the very agencies and government jurisdictions that are trying to help people, for crying out loud? It is absolutely unconscionable. I want to play you a little clip that was said on, I don't even want to say this guy's name anymore, Jesse Waters' trolling, steaming pile of you-know-what that apparently passes for TV commentary these days, because this is the sort of, like, just craziness, cravenness, cruelty, pick another C word. It needs no introduction. Just roll the clip, Jess.
Now, I don't see why any man would vote Democrat. It's not the party of virtue, security. It's not the party of strength. It's definitely not the party of family. And what? To be a man and then vote for a woman just because she's a woman, is either childish, that person has mommy issues, or they're just trying to be accepted by other women. And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What? How is it acceptable for someone that says things that are this stupid to be paid millions of dollars to pollute our political discussion? Like, shame on you, Fox. Shame on you, Jesse Waters. And I don't care if it's rhetoric. That's just disgusting. By the way, Jesse, this gal right here, Maggie Dawn, I have a little message for you. Any man who's stupid enough to disqualify someone clearly who has an actual moral compass because she's a woman has daddy issues and needs to get some serious therapy. You dolt. I mean, what an oxygen thief that guy is. I've never heard one cogent thought out of Jesse Waters' mouth ever.
And you never will.
And you never will. Just, you listen to him and you've immediately gotten 2 IQ points less intelligent. It is cause and effect. We're going to have to take a little break because I have to gather myself.
You got to go put out the fire on your hair.
Well, on my hair.
Right.
Yes, got it. Folks, that is the theme on the Maggie Dawn Show. What will Maggie's hair be on fire about today? A new segment. We should start doing that. What's got my hair on fire today? I'm going to go put my hair out. We're going to come back for today's very special episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I got Ryan Grimm, a 2-time Pulitzer Prize finalist. We're going to talk about the political big tent that is the Democratic Party. What all this means for the tax and wage policy changes that we need to see in this country to better serve and make sure that the middle class is served by our economy. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.